Something rather astonishing happened today if various Michigan school superintendents did what they said they were going to do, namely, censor the President of the United States. President Obama gave a speech at noon today aimed at the school children of America. Had this happened when I was in school, every classroom that had access to a television would have shown it without hesitation. This would have been the case whether the president was a Republican or a Democrat. Yet not today. Our culture has been corrupted and corroded by the slashing attacks of talk show bullies, mainly of the right-wing variety. What's most disgraceful is the way in which their ranting is destroying normal, non-political, civic life in this nation. For weeks, we've been treated to complaints that the President of the United States was planning on using the speech to indoctrinate the youth of America on behalf of his so-called socialist agenda. Well, it's a free country. Thanks to the First Amendment, everyone has the right to say anything, no matter how stupid. But what was really disgraceful is that the superintendents of some school districts, many of them in Michigan, took these ravings seriously and caved into them, which meant they refused to allow their students to watch the president when he wanted to speak to them. Gary Ryder, the superintendent of the Thornapple Kellogg District, said he would record the speech and review it to see if he thought it was appropriate for students to see later. What I would like to know is why he thinks he should be able to censor the president. Barack Obama was elected last year by a landslide, especially in Michigan. He even carried Kent County. Since then, he's done nothing to disgrace the nation or the office. In the world in which I grew up, any superintendent who did that probably would have been fired. Today, sadly, too many administrators seem most afraid of angering the lunatic fringe. By the way, just what did President Obama tell the kids who did get to listen? Did he call for abortions without parental consent and forced gay marriage? I read an advanced text of his speech last night. This is what he had decided to say. You can't drop out of school and then just drop into a good job. You've got to work for it and train for it and learn for it. He told them to show up at school. Pay attention to those teachers, listen to your parents, grandparents, and other adults, and put in the hard work it takes to succeed. We can have the best schools in the world, and none of it will matter unless you fulfill your responsibilities. What the president told the children could have been said by anybody in American public life over the last century, from Dennis Kucinich to Ronald Reagan. Yet some school districts chose to put politics over patriotism today and not let their students be inspired by the president. Hopefully by now, they're embarrassed. They missed an opportunity for the president to connect with their students, many of whom need all the inspiration they can get. They should also be ashamed.